Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. An hour ago, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justina.
And Geneva. Hello, friends. Dubai has begun.
What a thrill. Before we start with Dubai, though, we have to talk about Ramona. What a situation she got herself into.
Blowing the wedding?
Yeah. Can you imagine?
That's so her. That doesn't surprise me at all.
And I'm surprised more people don't do stuff like that. It's kind of, I guess, when you're in the world, though, you should know better. But I could see people doing that.
You think? I don't know.
How much money do people spend on these dumb invitations? It looked like the ugliest flower assortment. How much money are they spending? Send a freaking
understand invitation.
What are you going to do?
You're not going to save that. You know? I know. It's all bad.
He's got no money. No freaking prenup. It's such a loser situation Teresa's put herself in.
It's really bad.
I mean, he seems nicer, but there's still, where there's smoke, there's fire. I don't think he's squeaky clean, nice guy.
No. And I also, you know, if a symphony of women are saying somebody's a piece of shit,
nice way to put that.
You know what I mean?
I almost think quorum. Somebody said that Luann is a bridesmaid. That's wild. I don't know if that's
really
true or not. She has no friends. Right. How do you even know Luann? Kenya too, but maybe they're just invited.
Or she's one of those people where it's like the only people that she's going to have around her, the people that support her, like all her real friends are not involved because it's a sham.
Luann started out being such a bitch on Housewives. And now she seems like she's everyone's good time gal. She's friends with Hannah Berner from.
Yeah.
Not that Hannah Berner is nice, but weird, but she just has a lot of little pockets as she jumps around.
Yeah. And fucked up and all.
I got an issue with this. At a certain age and a certain status in life, she's not asking for gifts, but they want donations to their dumb honey fund for their honeymoon. I got issues with that. That's tacky, right?
No.
Pay for your own honeymoon.
I don't think you can ask for shit. Teresa, shut up. You can get it sponsored in 1 second by one of these resorts if you live Instagram it like you Instagram everything else. No. I'd take issue with
that. Isn't that tacky? Cool. Yeah. Yes. The honey fund is a good idea for a website, but
no, terrible.
And August 6th, really wrapping this up, Teresa. Why get married? No point to legally bind yourself to this lunatic.
Listen, it should be a couple like, programming notes.
You have to be a certain type of tan to get into the wedding. You're not tan enough.
Seeking sister wife begins Monday.
I can't wait. I cannot wait. I think that's my favorite show to recap. Hopefully
even
starting
is
it's so fun.
Love Island, June 6th.
Love Island UK. Well, that's in the UK.
The only Love Island. Oh, so we'll probably be a couple weeks behind. But
why? can they not make it easier for us to watch it?
I know. Listen, live, all of our Brits listening.
We'll start, I'll start looking. Well, I think we have to have a VPN. I don't think it's as simple as a login. We have to be able to get into the UK.
That's the issue, right?
Mm-hmm. And I don't want to go as far as getting a fucking VPN for Love Island. But I'll look on the YouTube, like the girl that told us, see how the quality is. Okay. But I would love look. I would love to watch along with the UK, but they're
right.
Why?
We'll be covering that.
And so excited. Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip or whatever, I believe starts this Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Could all you right. die?
Great. I think that one's going to be weird, but I'm intrigued. Last random thing to share is last episode, I think we recorded, I went off about how I would never pay a babysitter to go to the movies, but tomorrow I will be paying a babysitter to go to the movies to go see Top Gun.
I should go too. We recap it.
Yeah, right. I'm excited. I haven't been to the movies. No, since it's gonna 2019, be fun. Maybe 2018.
It's worth it. Like, my parents a long went. Ass time. Everyone watches it.
Oh, they
love
it.
Love it. My parents okay, went.
Great. I'm excited.
They went into the one where the chairs moves. They were like, I don't know. It was 8:30 showing.
IMAX, so I feel like it'll be cool.
I think IMAX is the way to go. They went a little too far, I think, with it. But they got somebody gave them the people at the counter were like, we're gonna give you the tickets for $8. We want you to go in.
Love
it. Talked my parents into going in. So I know. So my parents loved it. I talked to them at like 11 o'clock at night. I said, call me right after. I want to hear your first reaction, because my mom usually would fall asleep during anything. And I said, you guys sound like you're drugged or brainwashed. Everyone sounds like they come out of this movie. Like Tom Cruise is brainwashed. Like, we loved it. It was great. There's not like one thing like bad about it.
2 hours. Well, yeah, just drop the kids off, go see it. We'll talk about it.
See, the thing is, if I drop alone. It off, no, I'm dying to get back to the blackjack table. That's what I told Tyler. I don't want to go anywhere. Oh, yeah, see, I want to go on a date with Tyler, but then I want to go sit at a blackjack table alone with strange men. So that's no date.
Right.
But I should go. I should force myself. I would like to go.
All right. Let's talk. First, we haven't shot out in a while. Follow us on Instagram, Escape Daily Podcast, Twitter, Escape 2 Pod. Give us a holler.
Join our Patreon if you feel like it. If you hate these ads, it's ad free, and you can listen to our the Lost City recap of. Ooh. Someone sent us. I gotta shout her out. My Patreon app is not opening. I don't know why. I'm sorry to whoever they sent us the Sandra Bullock's workout routine because how foxy she was in that movie. Couldn't shut up about it. Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. I'm glad I never cared. I know the world did, but I'm glad it's over with.
Me too.
Can't believe I never cared. People would watch it. Johnny Depp looks like trash. She looks nuts. They're both in on it together.
Yeah. Who cares? I'm like, they're both trash to me. And I told you that profile I read about Johnny Depp like a couple years ago was like so depressing. Just like complete mess.
She may be a psychopath too.
She is, but so is he. But
he has a lot more money in it. And that seems like a little bit of why he's winning too.
Right. All right, Dubai.
All right, I have no clue. I have nothing about it.
What's your first? What's like? How did
I absolutely loved it. Visually, I thought it was fantastic. I love the way that it's edited. I love all the women. They're beautiful women. It's a beautiful scenery. I think they have dynamic relationships. And I think that they should not even bring back Real Housewives of Orange County with Heather Dubrow and her dumb house. This is the houses I want to see. These are the buildings I want to see.
I think it's a little feel. I don't know why it doesn't feel like Housewives. It feels like a VH1 show.
I think it's edited like a different
Basketball Wives vibe-ish.
I felt like it was like, kind of like the Kardashians Hulu type visual.
Oh, okay. Huh.
That's what I kind of took. I can see what you mean, though.
I think Ion. Is that how you say your name?
I think I'm looking at Chanel Ion. Is her name Chanel or is it Ion?
I think it's Ion. I think it's
on the Chanel Bravo Ion website. Chanel Ion. That's her first name. I don't know what she goes by. She is. She's fun.
She's meant to be on television.
She's the Teresa Giudice.
When she did the badass bitch in four languages, loved that. Yeah. And then loved when she was like, when my husband's out of town and my son would say, I don't want to go to school, I'd say, okay. And I loved like her whole description there. I think she's going to be crucial to the success of this cast.
I think it's a great, I thought it was a lot of fun. Even I don't really, Carolyn Stanberry, I still think she, everyone says, oh, she seems so much nicer, this, that, and the other. She's such a BI. I think she'd be one of the rudest people you'd ever meet.
Yeah, she's the weird piece to me on this cast.
Yes.
Like, it's almost like they decided they needed somebody people recognize for buy-in, which you've never needed with Housewives.
Right.
And I think if she wasn't there, it would almost feel even fresher because like, you almost recognize her. And
yeah, I agree.
Bravo, Jason. Yeah, she's the weird.
And she wasn't in the middle.
And honestly, she's the only white person too. Like, I don't think you need that necessarily.
No. And maybe they should have kept her. I like her on a show, but this whole situation with the young guy, he seems like opportunist. I don't care. I don't buy it. His face, he looks so young. Looks like, not that she looks old, but why is he at the hen party? Go home. You don't need to be there.
Well, you heard, I think they implied it. Somebody implied it in this episode that like, he's like, she's his beard kind of situation.
Okay.
That it's like not a sexual relationship, that it's all fake for Instagram, which I thought was interesting.
And because they live in Dubai where you're not allowed to be gay.
I don't know if you go that far, these things happen in America.
I wonder how much money he has. She had a hot little husband. She seems miserable no matter what. Everyone says she's so fresh and this, that. She's sitting there cussing out Chanel over nothing.
Right. Right.
And invite her. She's the star of the show. She needed to be at the hen party.
Right. Yeah. I think Caroline. Yeah. Caroline's the weird one to me. I'm interested to see. Meshes with the rest of the women. But I think it's a good group.
It's interesting that you say that. And during the promos, when they have her coming in up, like she's the star and she's not even close.
I don't think she's going to be the star. Yeah. I think Iman, she's going to be the star.
Do they call her Chanel or Ayan? We're such assholes.
I thought they were saying Ayan, but I could be wrong.
I know. I thought she referred to herself as that. Now I'm looking at all their names because I pulled it up because I was... Now it seems so clear. When I was watching the show, it was all moving so fast.
It'd be crazy to live in a place. Did you hear that stat that was like 88% are expats? That's crazy.
What does that mean? Expat from UK?
Expat means
that what an expat is?
No, it's anybody like America, Costa Rica. They'll say there's a lot of expats. There are a lot of American expats there. So it's anytime a person leaves for work or like related to live elsewhere.
So there's not a lot of people that were born and raised there.
Exactly. I think 12% local population. So that's interesting. Yeah.
I'd like to know really what the truth is about the freedoms there. I'm so naive to it all. They make it seem like it's America and you can get shit faced on the street. I think it is kind of strict. I'm surprised that this is even all going down.
I guess Dorian was saying Dubai is like the very metropolitan, doesn't have the same rules that like Abu Dhabi does or something like that.
Okay.
But you noticed Caroline said like they couldn't get married because she's Jewish and has been married. So I think there's shit like that, you know?
And there shouldn't be two Carolines.
No, I agree. I love them calling her Stanberry though. That was funny. Like when they walked up and they're like, I think it was Leon who was like, oh,
yeah,
hello,
right.
Stanberry.
They call the other girl Brooks, but I think she's okay with that. The Sarah. Oh my God. What a gorgeous. I like the Sarah and Nina. I was into them. I think they're pretty women. I think they'll pull the onion back. We'll learn more.
We got some married people, which is always good.
Yeah. Nina and Sarah, when they're at that building, God, it makes me nervous when you stand over glass and things like that.
Yeah, I hate that kind of stuff.
Oh God, I'll pass.
Yeah. And hard pass.
Okay. Nina, she kept saying that she lived in the Burj Khalifa or whatever. Sorry if I say it wrong. Then she moved out. Is she going broke or did they just move out to live somewhere better? Or the way that she kept talking about it was like Sonia Morgan living in the townhouse. Did you feel that way or no?
Yes, I did. I wasn't sure though.
I like her.
Yeah, I do too.
I liked them all. I thought that they all had like some real kind of like fuck you attitude, which I was into, you know, like,
yeah,
they
I feel like
they think they belong rather than like the desperation of a Gina or an Emily. I like someone who thinks they belong in television. Like I was watching Cardi B's interview with David Letterman, does that series on Netflix where he like interviews people. And like, she was saying like when she started on Instagram, you know, then she was like, I need to be on television. I'm going to just like, you know, like I like people who like know that they are meant to be on reality TV and understand like they can be good. I think
she's a star. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Cardi B, the early videos.
You forget how she started out right on TV
as a stripper.
Right.
Yeah. Crazy.
She has made it.
Absolutely.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I don't know why I don't sit down and watch that with David Letterman.
Not
I almost
very
want
good,
to punch
honestly.
Him.
He's kind of, he's not a great interviewer. Like it's amazing to me that he hosted a 30-year show because
and he's a dick.
I don't know. Yeah, he's just not and he just doesn't really ask good questions. Like he asks some real basic shit where you're like, why am I
I know people loved him. I watch that stupid Cars and Coffee with Jerry Seinfeld, which is terrible.
Oh, I love
too.
That.
But
I love that.
Oh, it's good.
I feel like the reason why I like that is because it's like true comedians. Like I enjoy seeing because comedians are such a subculture. Mm-hmm. Like seeing
their way
how
their
they
brains
think
work.
Are funny.
Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. I love that kind of shit. Like I think the one with Dave Chappelle, there was one with somebody where he was like, you know, what about this joke? You know, I thought about saying this, and they were both like laughing, but it was like horrific. You know, it's like that's what I love about comedians. Like they understand the joke. You know.
Yeah, Jim Carrey was on there. I watched the other day. He's fascinating. What a wacko.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
what a career he's had. But yeah, I think so. There's only six housewives, huh? Seemed like there was
like
I was watching 12 different women.
I know. I mean, to be honest, like as I was watching, I was like, you know, I almost like I just need to watch it. I can't take a ton of notes because I don't know these women yet. Like I feel like I need probably 2 or 3 weeks before I can really get into who everybody is and what's going on. But I think as an intro opener episode,
it was
you
solid.
Had a lot. Because I thought what they did with Ayan too was like they showed Chanel Ayan, whatever her name is, they showed like her working, her with her son. You got to like kind of buy into her as a person before she was like a bitch to people. And then you were like, oh, I get it. You know, so I think they did some good foundational
work. Yeah, she's very likable. I'm on her team.
Me too, already.
Just Caroline Stanbury,
like, yeah, you are a bad bitch.
She was such a bitch to everyone on the Ladies of London, and it worked because it was some type of, I don't know why, she was new to us.
Snobbery.
Even when she was sitting there trying, almost like acting to the girl that Juliet, I always think back to this episode where they're in those stupid onesies.
You loved Ladies of London.
And I loved that show. They should never have canceled it. So stupid. And she's almost pretty much acting like she could go bang Juliet's husband. Maybe if anybody else felt that way. And that's when Caroline really just turned me off. She's really never going to be a girl's girl. She will shoot you in the back. That's how I feel about her.
Yeah. 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 I agree. Yeah.
And whereas her kids, maybe her kids aren't allowed to be on the show.
I think we'll see them. She shows them on social media.
I don't think
media,
she sees them. I hate to mom shame her, but. It's like she's got this young guy, toy boy that she calls him. Then they're texting the helper to feel bad saying maid, whatever you'd call her, to come up and talking shit on her smoothie. Why don't you get up and make the fucking smoothie, Caroline?
While you sit in your dog piss bed.
Yeah.
You know,
get up. The dog's
everywhere.
Pissing. Are you not going to get up? Where did it pee?
I know.
You just keep repeating it and you're not going to get up? You slob.
The same. All right. Yeah, I'm intrigued.
It'll be interesting to see what happens. Well, I like Nina. Well. Is she the lead? She was sitting at the head.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Table, kind of calming them down. The fight was fun. I enjoyed that.
Yeah. I'm into it. I think for an episode one, it was strong.
I had to go back and watch because I got confused with the Brooks, Aeon. God, I feel so bad. And Lisa, I thought that Brooks and Chanel Aeon or whatever were at lunch, but it was Lisa and Chanel. So you got to learn these women. But I think next
they
week,
they got to give us, first episode, they got to give you names at the bottom.
Yeah, like blast it every single time. I need to know.
Yes. You know what show does that every time, even if it's season 50 you've been watching, is a challenge. They always put up people's names. Always.
Yeah, because there's always no that. Yeah, that's good because there's so many people on that show too.
Right. All right.
MTV working overtime. I know it is interesting to watch a show like this, and then you watch Beverly Hills and you're so in depth and so in. Incorporated with the characters. It's
for
weird.
15 years.
Yeah, right, it's really weird.
Yeah, it's completely different. All right, let's talk Beverly Hills. How do you feel here?
I feel bad saying this, but I can't stand Crystal, and I wish she wasn't on the show.
I actually couldn't agree more. After this episode, I was like, let's go worst case scenario. Say Sutton said the N-word, okay? Which, you know. Would I be shocked? No, she's from the South. Like, I would not be surprised. Okay, whatever. God, say worst case scenario. That's what she said
to
Crystal.
She would never say that. Yeah,
a year ago. Okay,
right.
So you sat on it for a year.
Why would it
say
not be on TV?
You don't tell Garcelle. You let Garcelle and Sutton carry on as the nicest of friends. You and Sutton become friends, and you're friends with somebody who says the N-word. Okay, let's say that's worst case scenario. Best case scenario. She said something that you should have never brought up because it was dumb. Like what
right.
is the, I just, I didn't
what
understand
did
the
she
point
say?
Of it.
Right.
To call it dark and then to not say anything, like, especially with this group of women who can't handle this, it's beyond capacity that someone can't tell them something. So they're of course going to think the worst.
Right.
It was just such a dumb decision. It made no sense. And then she's sitting there acting like everybody else is the asshole. And it's like,
she's so annoying.
Doing?
Like, we're not going to say this word again. And we're not going to talk about this. Okay. Number one, we're women. We talk in circles.
Dark is the wrong word.
It is. I mean, I don't know. We don't know if it's the wrong word or not. You won't even tell us.
I don't like dark. When they say dark, I don't even think like N-word. When I say dark, I think like she said something like,
I hope
almost
you die
like sick
in a
about
fire
her,
or something.
Her
yeah.
background or like, you know, like I don't imagine. I don't know. I don't know.
I
what
don't
she
think
said,
she
but...
would. I don't think she said. I don't think it was the N word just because I feel like they would show that because it would be. Why would they cut that out unless they would obviously, I think, bleep it. But
I think
that they
and I
that
think
would
also
have come
the fact
up.
That
right.
Kyle was there and she's saying, Kyle, you don't remember. And Kyle's like, I remember. It's like, well, Kyle, you probably were blacked out. But I think that
I don't think she wasn't that. I would have to rewatch that scene, but. She kept talking to her like she's senile with Tom Girardi in the memory care right. unit.
It almost felt
I liked
like
Kyle's reaction.
Crystal,
like, stop saying I don't remember.
I know. I feel like Crystal got backed into a corner where she felt like she
is making
they
it
all
up
thought
or
she
something.
Underreacted. So she made it seem like she overreacted
like
because she did something so terrible before.
Let's roll
it's
the
like
tape,
she's trying
Teresa
to somehow
Giudice.
Defend herself.
Yeah.
Right. Roll the tape. Yeah, it was
it
very
seems
odd.
Like she's why would we have not brought this up and it's like she watched the show last year, got pissed off, hates everybody
right,
and
right.
is just trying to get revenge.
And also Garcelle Sutton is nuts enough that if she felt like she was about to be exposed, I think her reaction would be much different than it is right
she
here.
Would say it like yeah. She'd say
she
I said
seems
something
very like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like I don't know. I don't buy the.
I would be like, Crystal, what the fuck did I say? You can't. I would be crazy. I would go nuts about it.
Yes.
What did I say it. What did I say? I would just be like, say it. It almost felt like we were. That's how I felt the entire season with Denise Richards. She would never
yes.
tell us the truth of what the hell was
yes.
going on. Just say you
yes.
did it or you did. Or she never really said she didn't. She never really said she did. And
right.
Brandy's so nuts. I do believe she either slept with Brandy or this, that, and the other. And it's like, I think
also, who cares? Like, in the Denise Richards situation,
that's how it felt. Just say it.
Like here, sure, this could impact multiple people, but just fucking say it. Who gives a shit? Now we're going to spend 3 episodes. What did she say? Is that what we're doing? I don't know.
It just was annoying. And Crystal is not, she's not likable enough to pull this shit off. I don't know. She bugs me. She comes across like I'm talking to a 13-year-old and my kids. Like, what do you want to eat? Just say it. Or what do you want? What are you saying? What do you think? It just was obnoxious as a viewer to watch this. And Garcelle hates everyone in her brain. You can just see her brain cranking. Like, how watching Garcelle, she's such an actress and such a presence that she doesn't, she's, it seems like we're watching acting when we're watching these girls sometimes. I know it's reality, but she's
again, as we've said, there are multiple soap opera actresses on this show. So, you know, I think even the when they were sitting on the couch, like in the beginning of the episode where they were pretending they were all drunk or whatever, like Rinna was, I don't know if you noticed how Rinna was like backing up every single thing that Erica was saying when Erica's like, I mean, they could be lying. She's like, well, yeah, that's right. They could
that
be.
Stupid hat.
And the bucket hat. And it's just like, oh my God, what is
the balls that she has to say that these people are lying about that? She's sick.
Did you not watch the Hulu documentary?
She's a bad person. She's a really bad person. And it's,
I can't
believe they kept her on the show.
If you can watch, if she can watch her last season and also read everything that's come out from reputable, this isn't Us Magazine. This is like LA Times,
what happened?
The premier newspapers in the country who research the fuck out of anything they publish. Like, it's just crazy to me. Her audacity to just be so boldly like standing in this like weird defensive position is very odd.
There's so much more to the story that would blow everyone away just after she says that. She is really in the lion's den of some sort. She's getting some money that she, it really shows what karma. She's such a garbage person, showing how she didn't love Tom for money. She loved him for his money. It shows what kind of person she was. Left her kid, moved to California from New York, or moved to New York, wherever the hell she did, for fortune and glory. Sucking him off in the happy hour bathroom to get married to this guy. It all will catch up to you.
Yeah.
And the way that she looks. And why are those people over at her house? They're not her friends.
I know. I mean, I thought that's what you said.
Are they paying her?
Last week, you were like, maybe they're just her friends. And they're just there. Can't imagine she's paying them.
But they look at her in disgust, like they're just ready to talk shit on her the second she leaves the room.
Right.
And saying, I can't stand her. She is so disgusting to me. And it's not in a fun way. The way that she's sitting there, didn't want to go to the party anyway, but she's got a face full of makeup. Her hair is done. She's not sitting on the couch doing nothing.
Right.
Talking about her vibrator. Shut up, Erica.
Her boldness that is a bother to me.
She's a sick person.
Yeah.
She's bad. And Lisa Rinna being tied up with her. Disgusting.
She's her little sidekick.
Garcelle must have stories, man.
You're right.
I think Garcelle likes Kyle the most and Sutton. She has a good friendship with Sutton, but at least Kyle and Garcelle kind of look at each other like they're talking with their eyes.
Oh, we see each other kind of vibes.
Like this bitch is crazy.
Yeah. I loved her telling them that her son got a job with Lisa Vanderpump.
Is he on the next show?
Right.
I love it, right?
Second generation.
So she's told Crystal, though. Garcelle is funny, telling Crystal that she set up.
Yeah, Sutton. She felt like it was a setup.
Tell me what happened.
Great. Like to ask her if she sees color or whatever. That whole scene.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Garcelle is funny.
Like, you set her up. And I love her. Like, she's a good friend. Maybe a bad time, but I'm just going to say. It's like, okay. God.
There's a lot of drama going on behind the scenes with.
I saw something with that.
I don't even know, but Kathy Hilton's hiring somebody, this, that, and the other.
That's so pathetic.
Lisa and Kathy are both trash. I mean, come on.
That's trash behavior from grown adults with unlimited resources. Who gives a shit?
Kyle ordering, what a life. You got this house, then there's a clubhouse making Bloody Marys, this, that, and the other. Get a bottle of champagne and make your, I don't want a cupped Bloody Mary.
I'm calling all day.
Right, but it's just, you know that there's no champagne in that drink.
Right, right.
But the way that she goes, it's a 911 situation. Fuck off. I'll get, it'll get there when it gets there. This is not a 911 situation. She's, that's such a dumb thing. That just drove me crazy as a person who's been on that phone taking orders right. These rich people. God. I hate Diana. I feel like Diana's really broke. She shouldn't be on the show.
Oh, she's not broke.
But she's saying, Giorgio Armani designed my house.
I don't know why she's on the show. When she was like, when they were getting ready, and she's like,
an alien.
I can't go into stores because of the dirt. So I just don't enter stores.
Like, shut up.
Shopping. It's like, what? Yeah, I think it was a real bad addition because she has no existing friendship with any of these people. Like any of them. Even if people say they knew each other, it's very surface. Her friends are from an echelon that would not be on the show.
I don't think she has friends.
Odd that she has friends that, you know, are just rich and wealthy and who she's paid, or, you know, it's like
she might talk to Kathy. Both.
Right.
I can't stand her and it ruins the season. Who's she even friends with? Why is she here?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they pretended like her and Kathy were friends. Well, that was a setup. Remember, they knew each other through
charity.
I keep
waiting for Crystal to be cool, but I don't know. Even if Sutton did say something terrible, be a good housewife and tell us. You're on TV. We're not here to play games, okay?
Agreed.
You want to become a housewife and be legendary? Say it.
I don't know where I saw this, but I think maybe it was on Twitter or something. Or somebody said they think what happened, or the rumor is that Sutton said that Erica's white trash or something. And which, duh, and would love that. And that's not dark. That's fun.
No, it's accurate.
It's a fucking fact. Let's be real.
She's the trash on my shoe.
Funniest things to me is how offended people get when they get called white trash. Like, I think it's hilarious. Like, people really, like, deeply offended. We've seen this where it's
Ramona,
like,
Ramona and Sonia, white trash. Or no, were they gonna call white trash? You're both white trash, frankly, and they are white trash. I mean, Sonia can be the richest person in the world, you could still be trash. It's the best thing. It's the best one, something to call a white person white trash.
I agree. It's great because you immediately have a picture in your head. I won't go down like what the picture is. I don't want to offend anyone, but we all have a picture. If you say white trash, I know
and
you
white
have
trash isn't
in your
even
head.
Like Love After Lockup trash, because they're just trash. They don't even get the title white trash. I feel like white trash is for people like Erica, who think they're highfalutin. It's more fun that way than a real person who lives among the trash and stuff.
Yeah, that's just
you're
a
just trash. Oh, I have to say this. Leah McSweeney used to be hooked on crystal meth.
Sorry, not shocked.
And she does have, as we've said, there's no coming back from crystal meth face. She's got it.
Well, the other thing is, you can blame the
maybe it's Maybelline. She's born with it. Meth face.
The breakdown of New York, I almost place like on her shoes, even though people want to blame it on Ebony. I don't
know. Ebony's adorable.
I think she brought the show in a weird direction.
Yes.
And it ruined the original
Zhuzh.
And we loved her the first season, but she blew it up and she ruined it. And I put the blame on her shoes. I don't know why, but I just do.
Ebony I don't know what Ebony's past is with Fox News and all that, this and the other, but a vibe through the TV is I could sit down with Ebony and have fun with her. And she's smart. And
she just got fucked by Bravo, like being added when she did, forcing her to have all these conversations with these idiots who could give a shit less.
Right.
It really put her in a bad position.
It
and
did.
Like, I don't think she's that much of a
drag. She didn't deserve it. No. She's God. Adorable.
I mean,
beautiful.
When I think about that season, like that Harlem dinner, I mean, just like nightmare after nightmare of like, oh my God, she just got, she got the short end of the stick 100%. And like you said, she would have been great on The View.
She still could be, right? I mean, why? What are they waiting for?
Yeah, she'd be great. I'd watch her all day.
I don't want to hear about Lois passing away. That's too upsetting for me. I don't want to see Lisa Rinna go through that. I wish that we didn't have to deal with that.
Yeah.
It's heartbreaking. I mean,
she's 100.
I know, but still sad. Like little Lois, she's a sweetie.
Yeah, but I think when that's a 100 is a celebration. There's nothing to be sad about.
It's nice.
You lived longer than most people.
It's nice, but I just don't want death washed in with my housewives. I don't know. It's just something I'm good with.
Right.
I don't need to know anybody's parents. They're not allowed on.
All the Jersey death.
It gets depressing. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
It's dark. No, there's dark. That's a good impression of dark.
There you go. Right. All right, guys.
Okay. And sorry, I fast forwarded the end with what's her face? The robber, cops and robbers.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to watch her go through crying and this, that, and the other. And I don't want to watch her and PK and their powwows about it every 2 seconds.
Well, it was fake as hell because he was like, I mean, baby, what about a trip, you know, to blah, blah, blah.
Get me my Diet Coke.
PK, as you just say that, I just feel relaxed. I was like, oh my God, get me out of here.
She's so traumatized, but yet I understand she's traumatized, but these kids are just left on their own.
Yeah, I can't deal with the fake trip setups. Just say you're going cast trip to Mexico. Great.
Right.
You don't have to say like, oh my God, I need a vacation. So girls, let's go to Punta Mita. It's like, just say you're going on vacation. It's a cast trip. I'm fine with it.
Why don't you say, I'm going to pick the trip now, guys, and pull it out of a freaking hat in front of everybody.
Just say production has us going to Punta Mita on a trip. Great. I'm in. It's a rarity that it's actually a trip planned by these women.
I love the dress down Dory, whatever she's done. She's really pretty. She looks pretty.
Yeah. No, she
looks
great.
She looks better dressed down when she's sitting on that couch. She's gorgeous.
Right.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. Gorgeous.
I don't see her and PK having sex. I cannot picture it.
Right. Again, I never look at a couple and picture them having sex.
But I mean, really, never like Kyle and Mauricio. I can see it happening.
No.
But PK is just sweating and slapping his tits and he's putting the Diet Coke down on the nightstand before he's like, I'm ready, honey. You know, and the lights are off. Oh, God.
Good.
Love to see that.
All right, guys. Guess what? I'll be back. Before you know it, get ready. Seeking Sister Wife. If you guys don't watch this, get your shit together. It's on TLC. It's really sick and great. We're excited.
It's a great show. And I can't believe Danielle and Bert and them are bringing another girl in.
God, can't wait. All right, guys, we love you.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.